USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Friday, the special counsel overseeing the prosecution of former President Trump for alleged election crimes faced a setback. The U.S. Supreme Court, at least for the time being, has decided not to consider a case regarding whether Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes during his presidency. The High Court rejected a request from federal prosecutor Jack Smith to expedite the proceedings related to Trump's reported efforts to overturn the 2020 election. According to the flight tracking site FlightAware, there have been slightly over 2,400 delays and just over 60 cancellations reported Friday. Considering that it is Friday and the Friday before Christmas, this is deemed a fairly smooth start. TSA anticipates screening approximately 2.5 million passengers by the end of the day. Russia may be resorting to extreme tactics in its war against Ukraine.
There are now reports of Russian troops using flammable and toxic gas against Ukrainian forces on the ground. CNN reports the Russian military may also be equipping its soldiers with drugs or stimulants. Meanwhile, morale among the Ukrainian fighters on the 2,000-mile battlefront is at an all-time low.
It will be 2 years in late February since Russian President Vladimir Putin launched Russian troops into Ukraine. An important economic gauge reveals that inflation is on the rise, albeit at a rate lower than what experts had anticipated. In November, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index increased by 0.1%, marking a 3.2% rise from the same period a year ago. According to a report from a national real estate company, only 15% of the homes currently on the market are deemed affordable for the average U.S. family. This marks a decrease from the previous year when 20% of listed homes were considered affordable. The study examined listings in the top 97 metropolitan areas in the country. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Los Angeles commuters have grappled with flooded streets and numerous collisions due to intense overnight downpours. Flood watches across Southern California are expected to end early this afternoon. In Arizona, heavy rains have begun affecting various areas, and the Phoenix metro area is currently under a flood watch until early Saturday morning. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning consumers about counterfeit versions of the diabetes drug Ozempic. The FDA has seized thousands of units of the product recently as the agency advises wholesalers, pharmacies, and patients to check the product they have to make sure it's not counterfeit. The FDA and Ozempic manufacturer Novo Nordisk say they are testing seized products for information about identity, quality, and safety. Tomorrow on Super Saturday, over 140 million people are expected to engage in last-minute Christmas shopping.
This is part of their gift from mommy to them. We've spent a lot of money because I got last-minute tickets for everything.
No, I did not stay on budget, no.
But it's okay. Once a year, who cares? I'll be in debt for a little bit. Who cares?
The National Retail Federation says 37% of Super Saturday shoppers plan to finalize their online purchases and venture to physical stores to ensure timely delivery of their gifts under the tree. Preparing for its 70th launch off Florida's East Coast, SpaceX is gearing up to send another set of Starlink Internet satellites into low Earth orbit overnight from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.